Prepare yourself for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. After this guest is in the studio with us, I promise I'm going to get to all the patient callers. I will get to every one of you that's on hold right now. Then I'm going to get more into 9/11 because we have a whole bunch of firemen, emergency workers, EMTs, saying they were told to get back from Building 7 it was going to be blown up. We've always had the video of them saying it as it happened. And the owner saying he blew it up, and this is all hidden in plain view. But now we have all these other eyewitnesses. That is all coming up. Also, I'm going to get into runs on British banks, what that means here in the U.S. There have been runs on U.S. banks. More and more evidence comes out. This latest Osama bin Laden video is fake. Even mainstream media analysts, top computer experts, graphics, special effects experts all over the map are saying this is staged. And also, all over the United States and England, children are being fingerprinted. In some cases, the parents aren't even being asked. This is all part of getting you into the system, and we have the documents. It's not for your safety, as you've been hearing. So that is coming up as well. Terry Melton, I've known Terry off and on, seen him at events for a couple of years. Really got to know him this year. He's done some video work for us out at events as a freelance videographer. And let me just start the story this way. This is a story up on Infowars.net. Feds step up actions in Brown case. Supporters arrested. And it goes on. The AP reported on the incident. Four men accused of helping obstruct justice in the case of convicted tax evaders, Ed and Elaine Brown, have been arrested. U.S. Marshal Stephen Monier said. Monier said the men are Sereno Reno Gonzalez, 30, of Dallas, Texas. Danny Riley, 40, of Albany, New York. Pay attention to that name, Danny Riley. Jason Girard, 22, of Brookhaven, New York. And Robert Wolf, 50, of Randolph, Vermont. Charges range from accessory after the fact to possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. Now, let's just stop right there. This case has got a lot of attention because he's out there, Mr. Brown, his wife, the multimillionaire contractor and his dentist wife, who found out that the IRS was private for the Federal Reserve, which is true. I mean, regardless of how you want to argue about it, that is a fact. They took over in 1913. That's the history of our country. They write books about it. Greenspan's written a book about it. This is public. That's Alan Greenspan for you, folks. But again, they know most of you don't read, so they're not worried about it. And to make a long story short, the Browns have said, we're not leaving, and we're out here armed, and we're going to defend ourselves, we're not going. And they've had some rock concerts out of their property, two of them. And I've never been there, but I've covered it, and I remember watching on a video cam live at the event a few months ago, the Homeland Security helicopter at below tree level. I mean, it was lower than the trees, right over crowds of people, for 8 hours. I watched it for two and had to go back to work, trying to be provocative. Danny Riley, who'd been out there following the events a few months ago, was in the Associated Press and other local publications. He's a local in New York, went there, and he was walking the dog by the fence, and guys in ghillie suits shot at him. Then he jumped on the ground. They tasered him. They first lied about it. Now they admit that they lied, and that's true. And they're just really trying to escalate this into another Ruby Ridge or Waco, which we don't want to see happen. I don't want anybody on either side to be hurt. And the illegal aliens in the bills are given at least 5 years of tax amnesty, and that's been in the last amnesty bill and the new amnesty bill. Why can't citizens get this? And are we going to get dead citizens and dead federal marshals and dead FBI? They don't want that known, but it's the FBI running this. Over this? I mean, is this worth it? When we've got crime just rampant and almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. But the reason we have Terry Melton here today is because he's a member of the press, and he's out professionally shooting video of all sorts of events. It's what he does for a living. And he went up to New York to cover the 9/11 event, the anniversary, and then he met up with Danny Riley to follow him back out to the Browns to do one more interview because he was making a film about it. By the way, since this happened last Wednesday, when they SWAT teamed him and grabbed him in New York, they've told local news they can't go and interview the Browns anymore. And they've shut the place down, and that's a violation of the press. And this is getting very serious. This is a huge escalation. We've got a few minutes before we go to break. We're going to come back and finish your story. But Terry Melton, there is a reason that you've decided to go public. In fact, you told me privately that if they had just detained you and then let you go and hadn't threatened you, you would have, you know, you're a member of the media, you wouldn't have made a big deal out of this. But this has really changed your life. I mean, you were telling me earlier that you knew there was tyranny in this country, but to experience it for yourself has really changed your whole view on the world. So, in a synopsis, run through what happened.
It was a pretty unpleasant experience, to say the least.
Go ahead and start over. I'm sorry, we didn't have your mic up.
It was a pretty unpleasant experience, to say the least. You know, we went through the whole process where, you know, the marshals came in. Didn't hear any warrants or, you know, any form of idea of knowing why they were coming in. There were just a bunch of marshals and ATF. And
you know,
FBI.
That mic seems to be bad. Will you swing the other mic over there,
yeah.
Amanda, for us? Just stay there. I'm sorry. Just stay where you're at. It's a bad mic. I don't know what's going on here. We'll turn that mic off and turn the other one on. All right, let's start over. Go ahead.
How's that better?
We should have checked this beforehand. I didn't know the mics up here. Other mics weren't going to work. Okay, you can go ahead now, sir.
All righty.
Start over.
From New York or from Danny's?
Just the whole story. Go ahead and start over.
Well, I went to New York with Danny Riley, you know, just to experience the whole 9/11, you know, experience the truth, 9/11 truth movement, and, you know, just be part of that whole experience. Well, we went back to Danny Riley's house that evening and, you know, talked about Danny Riley and myself and his brother. Went back to talk about our experiences, and you know, it was just a really great feeling. When the next day rolled around, Danny Riley got up relatively early and went off to do a job. He's an electrical contractor, and I pretty much was just sitting around the house watching the news, hoping that the 9/11 Truth Movement would get some coverage. Obviously, there was no coverage. As I'm working on my camera, because my camera got wet from all the rain, Danny Riley had returned probably back about 1 or 1:30.
Describe what happened.
Well, I hear a bunch of cars screeching, doors slamming, a lot of screaming, and I initially thought it was, you know, Danny's neighbors fighting. I go to the window, and there's... Just the whole street is full of marshals and cops and people in suits and the first thing I thought was, oh, okay, I'm right in the middle of a raid. And I turned around after looking out the window and seeing all this, and then I see the three gentlemen with their sniper rifles aimed right at me. I could actually see the guy's eye through the scope, and it was pretty surreal.
You saw him wink.
Yeah, it was a pretty surreal moment, to say the least. I proclaimed myself, you know, as a guest of Danny Riley. And so they, you know, they pulled me over to there. They put me in cuffs, took me downstairs, asked me why I'm here, who I am. They bullied Danny Riley's father, you know, asked him why.
He's an old man. He had, like you said, a tiny pocket knife.
He had a tiny pocket knife.
That's Americans. Humiliated now where pocket knives are like nuclear weapons.
Yeah, well, my grandfather carried a pocket knife. You know, now it's a horrible thing to have a pocket knife. That was pretty depressing. From that point on, the marshals handed me over to the local law enforcement, and they took me down to what's supposed to be a courthouse or federal building. I'm not sure which one it was. I believe it was federal because the marshal that came in did not want me to talk about where I was at. So
now we're going to come back and talk about how they threatened to rape you, Abu Ghraib style. And you weren't going to talk about any of this until they threatened to rape you.
I was cooperating, giving them all the questions, answering all the questions.
But this
they
is
want.
The new America where they watch Jack Bauer and they think rape's good. Okay, homosexual rape threats. This is the country run by people like the Senator Craig. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion and productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide. This is the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, the Army's own report they commissioned on Abu Ghraib stated they raped people with large objects dripping with acid. Go read the General Tagumbu report. Filipino general, U.S. general, put that out. And, of course, now the CIA says they're going to stop waterboarding. That's where they drowned you. But people watch these TV shows that are Pentagon-funded where they torture people, torture children, get their parents to talk. That now has entered into law enforcement. And continue with your story, because again, I mean, I told you, hey, man, you don't need to have to come on my show. If you want, just lie low. And you're like, no, I have to talk about this because people have to know what this country's turned into. And you also described how you weren't scared of the guns. It was the threat of rape.
It was a threat from the marshal to destroy my life and my livelihood. If I went back to Texas and continued on with the story of Ed and Elaine Brown.
He was telling you don't make a film?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said if somebody offered me $50,000 to make this film, that he'd come after me and he'd basically sodomize me.
But that's a huge issue in America. You're just a filmmaker. They've now banned the AP from the property. I mean, are they going to rape AP reporters? Is that what we're coming down to? Like,
I sure hope not, Alex.
Well, go through it blow by blow, exactly what he said.
Well,
and by the way, he never even tell you his name.
No, well, it changed just about every time I talked to the gentleman. It was interrogation. They asked me all kinds of personal questions. They never read me my rights. They never told me why I was being detained. They put me in handcuffs, humiliated me in front of all the local neighbors there. And
but now you're in the federal courthouse. What happened next?
Yeah, now I'm in the federal courthouse, and you know, it's going through all these questions, and they come in, they go out. The gentleman makes a statement, well, we're going to give you a pass, we're going to let you go, and you should, consider that a favor. And then he said, you need to go away, you need to shut up. If you talk about this on air, if you make a video like Danny Riley did.
That's the secret police.
Yeah, they said they would come right up my bottom end.
But then you said he went clear. He said, I will rape you.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, you can't say it on air, but specifically, what did he say without saying the words?
He said he would come right up my effing bottom end and ruin my life. Now, whether it was metaphorical or whether he really wanted to, anally rape me, well then...
What was the exact quote, though, on coming after you 13, 15 years later?
That he would come after me. He would ruin my life. Even if it took 15 years, he would come after me and destroy me. And he said, you need to understand how serious I am about that. And that's when I got frustrated. That's when I was like, this isn't happening to me. I'm not hearing this from a U.S. Marshal. I mean, this is America. You know, I can understand him doing his job.
He's in Russia.
Right, yeah. I mean, you want information, get information, but you don't threaten me. You don't tell me that you're going to destroy my life. You don't tell me what you're going to do to my physical body. And he crossed the line there. And that's why I felt like I need to get on the radio and get this information out. These things that Alex Jones talks about, you know, that these guys, some of these guys are out of control. It's true. I mean, I bear witness to that this weekend when all this stuff happened. It's unbelievable.
This was Wednesday.
Correct. And I'm still...
Now the key here, though, a major civil rights violation, is to tell you, do not make that film or I'm coming after you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's telling you, don't make a film about something?
Absolutely. He also told me, he was asking questions, and I said, you know what, I don't feel comfortable. I'm not sure if I understand all my rights, and I'm going to get an attorney. And he said, I didn't need an attorney. He told me I did not need an attorney. He said, shut your mouth, go away, and stay out of this.
And then when I talked to you, I said, look, I'm not going to tell you to come on the air or not. In fact, I told my writers, I said, let's hold off on this till I talk to him.
Right.
Because, putting your name out there, and it's all gang mentality. I mean, it's just like East Side Vatos. Hey, I'm going to show him.
And that's exactly how it felt. It felt like a bully, like the school bully that... You know, when the other cops, I think, were away, that's when he was coming in and saying, don't mess with me, I'm going to bust you up. And that's why I felt like I needed to get on air and tell this
story.
What
did he look like?
He was a tall gentleman, probably about 6'3", 6'4". He's pretty stout. I think he was bald, I think. He said he was from New York.
He said he had a goatee?
He may have had a goatee. I don't remember if he did or not. I just remember what he said.
A few days ago he told me he did. I guess memory.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm still, still trying to...
Did any of the others make any threats?
The local cops, and it was probably this good cop, bad cop situation, said, well, you need to cooperate with the FBI because Danny Riley is up for treason, and they were basically putting the fear into me for when this gentleman came in.
Of which reason? I played a YouTube clip earlier where a well-known neocon's calling for my execution. I mean, that's what they think, so they can get rid of our borders, so they can debase the currency, so they can turn us into a police state, so they can fingerprint all our children, so they can just rule us. That's what tyranny is. We're just slaves.
It's dead serious, and people need to wake up. It's dead serious.
Any other points you'd like to make about what happened to you?
No, the primary thing that I just wanted to get out is I want to get legal counsel, legal advice on this. You know, when you have a U.S. Marshal threaten your life, threaten to do physical things to you, even if it takes 15 years, you tend to be looking over your shoulder a whole lot more than you would normally.
And again, you're a filmmaker. By the way, they have now cordoned off. They're like a mile away blocking reporters and TV reporters. I mean, everybody from Fox News nationally to George Norrie to the Associated Press have interviewed him. They've sent reporters out there. Fox News has and other people. And they're not telling him, no, you can't go. And they've done nothing violent. You know, they say here charges range from accessory after the fact. You weren't charged. Other four guys were. To possession and use of firearms in relation to a crime of violence. No one's been hurt. There's no violence. How did they use guns in the commission of violence?
I think it's just a bunch of gentlemen that like guns and like to go hunting. And, you know, whatever they're doing with their guns is, you know, their business. And, you know, the Fed's trying to make it into aiding and abetting as if, you know, they're going to, you know, stand by Ed and Lane Brown with the guns. You know, they're trying to create intent in this whole situation.
Well, on top of that, they've had helicopters flying at lower than tree level for 8 hours. Very dangerous. They've already tasered Riley and grabbed him once and told him, you're going to work for us, you're going to prison. They told him that. They said, you're going to be our informant, or we're going to set you up and send you to prison. I guess they're doing that now. And meanwhile, the illegal aliens are running all over us, and there's all sorts of crime in government. And you just said this is an interesting film. And you wanted to make – how many times have you been up to the Brown property?
I've been up there twice. This was going to be the third and final trip. Both times I was up there, I didn't really have a chance to interview Ed and Elaine because there were so many people there showing support.
Did you ever talk back to His Majesty and say, hey, it's my right to go interview people?
No, I pretty much was yes sir, no sir, because I just wanted to get out of there.
But now you're doing this to get what I believe is a crime, to tell the press, don't make a film, don't do a story. That's like Mexico. That's like Russia.
That is where he crossed
that's
the line.
That's Russia, where they imprison and kill people for reporting.
That's where he crossed the line with me. I'm just a videographer doing my job, and to threaten me with rape.
Right, we're out of time. Thank you, Terry Melton.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-927-9673. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
I'm going to go to your calls now and hit some final stories in the 30 minutes we've got left. But in closing on the situation in Plainfield, New Hampshire, I have called for calm from the start. I have tried to de-escalate things. I have tried to calm the Browns down, but they're surrounded and ready to go to Valhalla. But to see them fly the helicopter low, to see them shoot at somebody and taser them when they were unarmed, which they now admit they did, to have them grab a camera guy who goes, man, that's an interesting film. I mean, that'd be like getting into Waco before it happened. That's a good idea for a film. And to say, no, you're not going to make your film. I mean, you know, Terry is a professional guy with big cameras and the whole nine yards. He's made other productions. And if that's what it's come to in America, hey, you're not going to make a film about this or we're going to ruin your life. Is really scary. And it lets you know the mentality and where things are going. Just like this guy, well-known neocon. Writes editorials for the neocons, a photographer for George Bush Sr. This is what he says about me. They're not playing games. You got that clip of that fellow ready? Yep, here it is.
Hi, Gordon Bloyer here. Hey, it's September 11th. It's time to remember when two planes went into the towers in New York City, when one plane went into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and one plane went down in Pennsylvania. The fact is, these things did happen as you saw them on television. There was no conspiracy. There is no bombs placed in the World Trade Center. The facts are clear. There are no unanswered questions. There is no conspiracy. People who are out there lying, like Alex Jones, are undermining our efforts to fight these terrorists. They are committing treason. When you lie at a time of war, you are committing treason. Remember, friends, there is a lie is not a point of view, and it's not an opinion. It's just a lie. And a lie in the time of war is treason. It's giving aid and comfort to the enemy. It's time for Alex Jones to be arrested for treason and tried in a jury of his peers. We need to prosecute these nutcases. They are an enemy to the United States of America. That's what we need to do. Fry them for treason.
Now, it's funny. Right after 9/11, they were having anti-war demonstrations about a year later. And the Deputy Attorney General of California under Lockyer, John Calhoun, said no anti-war demonstrations because when you protest the war, you're aiding al-Qaeda because the war fights al-Qaeda. Wrong country. You see, this is the new mindset. Don't talk about us. Don't criticize us. Let me tell you what's treason. Treason is trying to legalize 30 million illegal aliens and claiming you've built hundreds of miles of fence when you built 2 miles using illegal aliens. Okay? And earlier I got into why 9/11 is an inside job. We have all these first responders, firemen, police, military, EMTs, saying they were told, get back from Building 7, the government's going to bring it down. And then you ask, how did they get bombs in it? And then you ask, why did they cover that up after the fact? Then you find out NORAD was ordered to stand down. Then you find out that these supposed hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. That's not me. That's AP. That's Newsweek magazine. That's the San Jose Mercury News. That is the Pensacola News Journal. That's why I've made 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and Martial Law and Terror Storm. You can see all three of my 9/11 films on Google Video. Just type Alex Jones and 9/11 Road to Tyranny or Terror Storm into Google. I mean, I put them out for free because I want to warn you. I just want to warn people. I'm putting my life on the line here because we know the official story is a fraud. We know that the government and PNAC and the Northwoods documents, type in Northwoods. It's ABC News, Baltimore Sun, U.S. government plan to stage 9/11 attacks, hijack jets. I mean, we're just covering real news here. I'm sorry that the world is this way. I'm sorry it's getting scary. But if we stand up to this tyranny, it will dissipate. If we go along with it, it's going to get 10 times worse. I've got a bunch of first responder audio I want to play, but we just don't have time. If you go to prisonplanet.com on the right-hand side, it says News and Focus. It says 9/11 first responder heard WTC-7 demolition countdown. Air Force Special Operations for Search and Rescue expert witnessed officials attempt to conceal planned nature of demolition. He heard the countdown. He told everybody to get back. Then I've got all these other police and firemen on video saying it. I mean, I got cops in uniform on video as it's happening saying, get back. We're bringing it down. We're about to blow it up. I mean, I don't know, that one video clip, and there's a whole bunch of them here. I mean, this is big news. What, I'm supposed to just shut up about this? I'm not going to shut up about it. All right, let's go to the calls here. Who's up first here? Who should I go to first? Let's talk to Isaac. And Isaac, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Murfreesboro, Illinois.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I just wanted to call and tell you something you might be interested in. My teacher, I'm not going to say his name.
He might get arrested. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah,
freedom. Freedom. Go ahead. Freedom to be arrested. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Go ahead.
Mr. White, my teacher in Murfreesboro, Illinois.
Look, I wasn't challenging you to say his name. My point is that this climate of fear shows how far we've gone. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I understand.
Go ahead.
He's been showing 9/11 mysteries and loose change in my AP English class and in his advanced research and composition class.
Good.
And he's challenged the students to do their own research based around the guidelines of the class.
Colleges and high schools coast to coast. I know of hundreds that have films on 9/11 being an inside job as curriculum.
Yeah, and he's asking them to write a research paper either to do research to prove the theories in the film or to do it back to debunk them.
But sounds good.
Yeah, and I've given him all sorts of information, things from Stephen Jones and the Journal of 9/11 Studies and all sorts of places. And such.
Well, we now have hundreds and hundreds of architects and engineers going public in their organization, exposing how it's impossible. Tower 1 and 2 were impossible, but you get to 7, which they announced they were going to blow up, and they did. With cops and firemen, everybody else on tape, then all the after-the-fact interviews we've done.
Yeah.
And then how they called the firemen and police in and told them, shut up, you're going to be fired if you talk about this. I was at Ground Zero on Tuesday on the 6th anniversary, and cops, I was bullhorning, and I would say, you all heard the countdown, some of you. And some of them got tears in their eyes and were nodding their heads. They know. I mean, I'm right there. They know.
It's amazing. It's amazing what fear will do to people.
It is, but some of us have got to not have fear. We used to be known in America for not having fear. At Bunker Hill, Lexington and Concord and the Alamo and Iwo Jima. But not now. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Justin in Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Me and my brother made a trip up to D.C. for about a week, Sunday through Thursday, for the 9/11 Truth Movement.
And people for sitting in the park were arrested in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave.
Well, I wasn't there for any arrest. I mean, we got harassed by some Nazis, but I wasn't there for the 15th.
What did you hear about all the big arrests?
I heard about them, and I had to leave on the grounds that I could not continue to support something that had faulty leadership that had been infiltrated.
Oh, the left is totally controlled by the big tax-free foundations, Ford and others, Ford Foundation.
Whenever we went, there was a politician named Bob Bowman, there was an author, Webster Tarpley, several other authors. We went and sat through this briefly through a panel discussion, and they were talking about how they needed a general strike, and I called them out on that. You know, you're starving people to death if you have a strike. Another guy wanted a social, like he called it some kind of BS, like social ownership of the means of production, which, you know, called him right out on.
And then let me guess, next Ron Paul was bad.
Yep, next, yeah, exactly right. Ron Paul won't save you, and I mean.
No, absolute crud. Yeah, I've just had enough of it. Yeah, I will support no one who attacks Dr. Paul. Yeah, just because the mainstream media is full of baloney doesn't mean the alternative's good. And, yeah, I've had enough of this stumping against Ron Paul. I may have to start an info attack on those that are attacking him, because I've had enough of it. More of your calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
I haven't confirmed this yet, but we're looking through the links. It looks like the U.S. Marshal who allegedly made threats to Terry Melton did a tour in Iraq for the Marshal Service about the same time as the Abu Ghraib abuses were happening. We will look into this. Very, very serious. Wow. And yeah, one of the marshals was threatening Terry, saying, I lost a friend or a family member at Ruby Ridge. And it turns out that one of them is the son of a marshal who was shot at Ruby Ridge. Deegan, we're going to look into all this, folks, and we're going to find out exactly what's going on. But when the press starts becoming under attack, you've got to know it's extremely serious. Look, of all the audio clips I've got today concerning 9/11, I can't get to all of them. This is a clip of former Air Force fighter pilot Russ Wittenberg, who flew over 100 combat missions in Vietnam, sat in the cockpit for Pan Am and United for over 30 years, just retired, and previously flew two of the actual airplanes that were allegedly hijacked on 9/11. And he does not believe the government's official 9/11 conspiracy theory. And I've talked to dozens of pilots, there's hundreds now, members of groups, saying these are impossible maneuvers for these individuals who couldn't even get Cessnas off the ground. Here it is.
I flew the two actual aircraft which were involved in 9/11, the flight number 175 and flight 93, the 757 that allegedly went down at Shanksville, and flight 175 is the aircraft that's alleged to have hit the South Tower. I don't believe it's possible for, like I said, for a terrorist, a so-called terrorist, to train on a 172, then jump in the cockpit of a 757, 767 class cockpit, and vertical navigate the aircraft, lateral navigate the aircraft, and fly the airplane at speeds exceeding its design limit speed by well over 100 knots, make high-speed, high-bank turns, exceeding, pulling probably 5, 6, 7 G's, and the aircraft would literally fall out of the sky. I couldn't do it, and I'm absolutely positive they couldn't do it.
Well, there you have it, another reason to investigate 9/11. That's all we're asking. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Montreal. You're on the air from Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a news article I want to share with you. It's been an issue up here in Canada the past few weeks over immigration up here. It was in yesterday's Montreal Gazette about how they're purging all the religious books from the U.S. jails because they say that these books encourage militancy, they discriminate, disparage, advocate violence, or radicalize. They're taking Christian...
Well, that's free speech. I've seen that, too, Christian material being taken out of the... prisons. It's just par for the course.
The case is going to the federal court in New York. I know they're going to probably politicize this to justify what books we can and cannot read.
I hear you. It's very important. Let's talk to Derek in Canada. Newsbreaker, he says, about put options. There was a record $4.5 billion put option on the NASDAQ European arm, betting that by the 22nd of this week, we would see at least a 30% drop in the stock market. If there isn't a 30% drop, whoever placed this put, we should have investigations on who did that. It's being called a bin Laden trade. We saw these similar trades against American and United in the week before 9/11, right when the stocks were at all-time highs and shouldn't have had put options against them. That investigation got killed. Der Spiegel, big German paper, reported on it, so did BBC, when it led back to the CIA. And so we should definitely be looking at that. Go ahead. You're on the air, Derek.
Alan Greenspan. What a great name for a centralized world banker. Wonder if that's some sort of inside joke or something, the man that expands the green.
Certainly. You've got a point about, it says here, about the put options, the record put option coming up for this Thursday?
Well, you pretty much just summed it up. I was kind of curious as to the parallels between that and the put options that were placed prior to 9/11.
Well, by Friday, it's got to go down 30%. I said Thursday. By Friday, it's got to go down 30%, or they lose $4.5 billion. And we're watching this closely. I mean, Dow Jones Industrial News has covered it. It's been in the mainstream news. It's amazing.
Also, in regards to Alan Greenspan's book, Capitalism, where he talks about the Federal Reserve being privately owned and implemented in 1913. There's another interesting parallel that here in Canada, 2 days after they implemented the Federal Reserve Act, in the United States, they implemented a centralized banking system here in Canada.
And it's owned by the Bank of England, and that's publicly available knowledge?
And that's right. But most people don't know that.
Well, they need to find out that central banking is everything. If private banks can run the issuance of money and the control of credit, then they can take over the entire society. It's like if I lived in Austin for 20 years and I had a money machine, I could end up buying up the whole town. Well, they literally own the money machines, folks, and they get your real assets when you don't pay on those, so they orchestrate booms and busts to consolidate wealth.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing for working-class people.
It's not good for anybody, folks. Your dollar's been devalued by more than half in the last 6.5 years, and now it's accelerating, and I'm not happy about it. And this is the same New World Order that's running the fake wars, same ones getting rid of our borders, same ones that got Mexican trucks driving around under rules that are less strict than our truckers. I mean, it's all the New World Order. Let's go ahead and take a call from Richard in California. Richard, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead. Then I'm going to go to Antonio.
Yeah, I just wanted to share my experience. I went to the 9/11 Truth Conference in Oakland, and I was talking to Richard Gage. And
that's architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, yeah.
Right. And anyway, I attend actually UC Berkeley. I just got in here. And after class on Tuesday, I printed out Stephen Jones' documents and just passed them out to all my teachers.
Physicist Jones, yes.
Right. And I was just curious, is there anything that I could personally do to just propagate the truth?
I would get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's 15 cents a day. And I would download high-quality versions of Terror Storm that look a lot better than Google Video. We put it out for free on Google Video, too. But if you want to support us, download them and burn them all day to disk at PrisonPlanet.tv. That way it's high quality. And give that to every professor you can. And it's a very inexpensive way. That's even better than giving them the scholarly white paper.
Okay, so PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I mean, you can go download them at Google, too. They're just not very good. I'm going to kind of knock myself out of business where I can't even operate soon when they are high quality enough. But for now, you can still buy the DVDs at InfoWars.com or get a 15-cent-a-day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is an arsenal of resistance in the information war, ladies and gentlemen. Let us now... Yeah, I want to go to all these calls, but there was some other final news I wanted to hit on. See if we can do both. Speaking of the economy, they've had runs on banks here in the U.S., starting with Countrywide and others, and they had total bank shutdowns in France 3 weeks ago. Then Friday, in England, there was a major run on the fifth largest bank in England, Northern Rock, Britain's eighth biggest bank, fifth largest mortgage lender, excuse me. This is the jitters plugging financial markets spread to the high street for the first time yesterday as thousands of panicked savers quelled to withdraw millions of pounds from Northern Rock, Britain's eighth largest bank. And you read in deeper here It says that a, quote, computer malfunction kept them from being able to get their money out. Yeah, right. I mean, so we're not only having bank runs, we're having banks unable to give them their cash. And now I have an AP report saying it spread to more banks because of that. Fears grow for British economy as panic over Northern Rock spreads. Experts warn the decade-long borrowing binge has left Britain dangerously exposed to fallout from the global liquidity crisis. And meanwhile, Greenspan comes out and blames Bush, saying the war's for oil, which that is not the whole story. It's about a lot of other things. You can read what Dick Cheney said it was for. It's even more evil. When Greenspan is definitely in an echelon above the Bushes in the whole puppet system. I mean, the Federal Reserve is what owns this country now. They want you in debt. That's why when you're literally living on ramen noodle, working two jobs and going to college like I was 15 years ago, I got credit cards two or three times a day in the mail. I get them every few months down in the mail now because I'm not in a bunch of debt. And so, and I pay credit cards off quickly. I mean, I've got a few, you know, just as backup. And they don't want me. In fact, I had a bank card, what was it, Bank One years ago. I'd only use it like three times in a year, and they just said, we're canceling you. And I even got a little mark on my credit. They said, well, not using it and paying it off, that's a mark against you, too. So, see, the country's the same. They want us in debt. It's fiat debt they issued out of nothing. And then when things bust, they get to get it all back for pennies on the dollar, or they even get to grab the liquidity out of, say, a $500,000 house, which is a shoebox in most parts of the country now. Talk about inflation. 20 years ago, a $500,000 house would be a 10-bedroom mansion in the best part of town. Now a $500,000 house is a 4- or 5-bedroom in the middle-class area. And that's in Austin. In other areas of the country, it's $3 million for a 4-bedroom house, like California, L.A., San Francisco. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it's the weekday show coming up this week. We fight for the First Amendment, defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. And I'll be back here next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I come in here Sunday because there's so much news over the weekend. I have a burning desire to get the truth and the information out. I want to thank all the sponsors, the affiliates, AM and FM. I want to thank the great folks over at PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. I want to thank Trey Kincaid, and they're running the show, and Amanda as well. God bless you all.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Heart.